you, Madam Chair. Well, my question was very much on the identifying process. The National Action Plan lacks special operating protocols or a national referral mechanism, both destined to give signs for identifying victims of trafficking. And that goes for asylum seekers that are in Rwanda as a result of the UK-Rwanda deal. That goes for the shelters for gender-based violent victims. That is for victims of internal trafficking, and that also goes for detained sex workers. So it's all about identifying victims. And you're right, when it's about cross-border victims, it is very wise to have cooperation with other countries or international organizations. Nevertheless, there are also internal trafficking and victims of trafficking within Rwanda. So there too, it needs the national referral mechanism or the special operating protocols to know how to identify victims of trafficking. And that goes on the whole line of victims of trafficking and the current National Action Plan. Thank you, Madam Chair.